And welcome back inside the cave. John Roberts, Ian Went with
Hello.
Here on a Wednesday morning. We were napping.
No.
We were not. We were talking, actually, about a post on our Twitter, a response to our legendary sports call question.
Yeah, go check it out.
Our own Jeff Bowman getting a little love from a fan.
Well, I might as well read it out loud.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead. I got it right here.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Can I say the person's name who tweeted it? Is that allowed?
I'd pause on that.
Okay. Jeff was given a little credit for the best call this person ever heard. The Clinton touchdown by Matthew Sexton to beat Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central on their way to the Michigan High School Athletic Association title game. So a little local one there. So good job, Jeff Bowman, in his work. Would that have been with the Cave? Or was that in his place of former employment, which we now own? I don't know. I think when Matt Sexton played, we didn't have the Cave.
Oh yeah, no, that was way before. So
that would have been when he was on the station down the hall from us.
Yes,
when they were down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you can all respond on social media at 965 the Cave on Twitter.
Yeah,
that might go up on our Facebook later.
Doesn't have to be football
later.
Either.
No,
you know, baseball,
or it doesn't have to be local.
Doesn't have to be.
I'm shocked it was a local one to respond right.
Yeah,
away.
But great. I mean, that's one I would have never thought of. So. Yeah,
I usually don't think of Jeff either. You're right.
Yeah, when it comes to great sports calls. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay. All right, what do you got for us here?
So it's can I get some talking music here in the background?
Let me find.
I'm
going to
give
talking music.
Yeah,
there it is. It's blue.
High school football expectations.
Okay.
For all 12 Lenawee County teams.
Okay.
So tune in for yours. I'm going to give the quick expectation. And we can go back and forth a little bit.
All right.
I went alphabetical order.
Okay.
So there's no favorites.
So you're starting with Addison.
That is correct. The Panthers of the great northwest of Lenawee County defend the Cascades.
There you go.
It's like a movie. Protect the Cascades. Thou
like
shalt not pass.
Right? That's a waterfall. Isn't a cascade a waterfall?
It is.
Okay.
There are cascades in Jackson.
There are?
I think I've seen one.
Yeah.
Anyways. How do you feel about that? Is that a good expectation?
I think it's a fair expectation. Coach Lindemann does a fantastic job with the Panthers program year in, year out. They're always one of the contenders for the Cascades Conference and always a threat to be a playoff contender. So, yeah, I think that's a fair expectation.
I believe they've won it twice in a row.
I believe you're right. So they're going for a three-peat and, you know, they do things really well out there, and I'm high on the Panthers this year.
The Adrian Maples.
Okay.
Rebuild the rebuild.
Okay.
New coach.
Yep.
You're part of the program.
I am, so there's a small amount of bias.
I mean, you are rebuilding a rebuild. I mean, you're getting the culture back.
Yeah.
Trying to get numbers up. It's going to be a long journey, I think. Yeah. But rebuilding the rebuild.
Okay. I think that's fair. I really sounds
it's
funny.
Okay. You can say it.
I think by the end of the season, they'll be better than people think they will be before the season. I think.
I mean, they got the monkey off their back, winning.
Yeah,
that helps to get that losing streak out of there, and
the schedule early is favorable. Three straight home games to open the year.
Yeah. So just get
the
that culture
SEC white
back
will
and
be tough.
Establish.
But there's a lot of new coaches in the SEC white this year. So we'll see, including at Adrian.
Moving to the Royals of Blissfield. Bounce back. It's been a couple of years since that amazing senior class of student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But Blissfield is a school where, like, you go to their gym and you're like, they have more. It's kind of like Onstead.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a kid that's 6'4". Oh, he's a sophomore. Like, he's only going to get stronger. So I think Blissfield's in that spot where they could bounce back and upset some people in a very good LCAA.
Yeah, I think they'll be a contender for sure in the LCAA this year. I had a chance to watch them play against a really good Whiteford team last year in the very first game of the year. And you could see that the inexperience, I think, hurt the Royals a little bit early on last year. Those kids have a year under their belt now that are coming back, and I think they're going to be a much better program this year.
Out east, Britton Deerfield. It's not really an expectation, but life without Nico.
Yeah, be interesting to see.
Been Nico Johnson's team, essentially, and you know they've shown success in eight-player football.
Mm-hmm.
This will be their second season of that. Mm-hmm. So expectation is to figure out life without your
your quarterback.
It's my quarterback. Yeah, without you know your son for Coach Johnson.
Yeah,
being the quarterback, it'll be different.
Yeah,
new look Patriots.
No question.
Not saying they'll be.
I still can think they'll be a playoff team.
They'll be there
when time rolls around. Sure. But could there be a little drop off? Yeah, but maybe they've got the ace in the hole and they'll get that figured out and not have as big a drop off as maybe some people think they will.
The Clinton Red Wolves keep it rolling. This is a consistently good program.
Yeah.
Who have found themselves competing for regional championships, state semifinal, making it to the final. Just keep it rolling. It's like a cog in a machine over there in Clinton. Mm-hmm. They just keep it going.
Yeah. Clinton, I think, will contend for the NCAA title. They've got enough good athletes returning and good coaching staff. The thing they're going to have to navigate is just a brutal last five games. Four of them on the road. At Blissfield, at Dundee, home against Onsted, at Hillsdale, at Hudson. That's a tough schedule to finish the season.
Hillsdale, Hudson to close the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
You know, and Blissfield, who we just said, is going to be a contender. So that's a tough schedule for Clinton down the stretch.
Oh, one of those teams you mentioned next on my alphabetical list, Hudson, the Tigers.
Yeah.
My expectation, defend the den. You have an undefeated state championship team, and you're getting some stuff back from that. And a solid program in Hudson, obviously, and a winning tradition. Defend the den.
And I think they have a good chance to do that. We talked about Clinton's schedule just a minute ago. Looking at Hudson's schedule, their last four games, three of four are at home. Blissfield at home, Columbia Central at home, Dundee on the road. That could be a tough one. Then Clinton at home to close the season. So if they can get off to a decent start against a couple challenging opponents, Hanover, Horton, and Constantine, I think Hudson's got a legitimate shot to win them all again and go far in the playoffs.
Lenawee Christian, defend this house. I mean, I guess Cougars have a den too.
Yeah, the cave.
Ooh. Oh,
the Cougars live in caves.
I don't know if they live in trees. I don't know.
Where do Cougars live? 265-4000.
And don't give someone's address for where a
yeah,
Cougar
yeah,
lives.
Yeah, right.
We're not talking about those.
But, no.
Lenawee Christian also defending a state championship. So, look, they've yet to lose an eight-player football. And that's an unrealistic expectation to say, go undefeated. But, I mean.
Kind of like the Rams in our top 16. I'm until somebody beats them, until somebody knocks them off in eight-player football, why wouldn't you pick them to win it all again?
I don't know.
You know, they've got some good players returning from last year's state championship. Maybe, obviously not all of them. Kids graduate. But Coach Wilharms and his staff do a really nice job over there. The school has adapted to the eight-man program really well. Really well. They haven't lost a game. So, yeah, until somebody beats them, I think they're the best eight-man team in the state.
Okay, going just south of the city limits, the Madison Trojans. My expectation, kick some tail on the way out of the Tri-County. Your last season in it, you might not play these schools again for a long time. You know, but depending on the way things go, Sand Creek might be a distant rival. Summerfield, they're playing this year. So, Madison, you're going to the NCAA. Might as well kick some tail on the way out.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's Coach Gallagher's thinking is let's make them remember us, you know, as we leave the Tri-County Conference. A challenging schedule for sure. They open with Dundee, who I think should be pretty good, at least in the LCAA, but that is a home game. Then they go to Onsted, playing for a new coach. I don't know much about Pioneer, Ohio. Then they play Whiteford. That'll be a big game. We're going to find out a lot about Madison that game, I think. But Whiteford also, new coach. Coach Mensing left there, and so we'll see how Whiteford is with a new coach.
Yeah, so those two first games with Madison, LCAA opponents.
Yeah, teams they'll start playing.
Dundee, the largest school in the conference?
I believe so.
By enrollment?
Maybe Ida. It's one of those two.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to look that up, but they're both. Oh, we got a text. Cougars live in hollow trees and caves.
Oh, so I guess me saying trees is pretty close.
Yeah, caves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they give an address for a cougar too, or just?
No, no.
Okay, the animal.
Thanks, Mom. That was my mom.
Oh, that was your mom then?
Yeah, she's listening.
Texted that in.
Yeah.
So we're on to the other M school, Morenci, the Bulldogs, the expectation, 8-player haven.
Well,
schools that go down from 11 to 8 usually pretty
generally
good.
Do pretty well that first year.
So might so, see some success for Morenci.
Yeah, it's you know a bit of an adjustment, but why wouldn't they? Is there any indication that they won't do well in 8-player football? You know, they've got Britton Deerfield on their schedule, some veteran 8-man teams. We'll see, but they've got a chance. They've a better chance in 8-man football than they have in 11-man football.
Yes. Onsted.
New
kind
coach.
Of, baby comeback.
Yeah.
They've been down and from a very high height. And they got to find it again. So my expectation is baby come back, get a couple wins, compete against some of the teams that are better than you on paper.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for Onsted.
I think it was Player that sang that song back in the 70s. Baby come back, wasn't it?
Here comes another text from your mom. Who?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're right.
She's probably got Alexa looking that up right now.
Okay.
All right. Onsted, new coach. Always the always tough LCAA. They do close with 3 out of their last 5 at home. They've got Blissfield, Hillsdale, and Hudson all at home, but they do go to Ida and Clinton late in the season and Dundee. That's pretty much their. So they've got their work cut out for them, but they had a lot of talented young kids and I think a pretty good JV squad last year. So Onsted could surprise some people.
Sand Creek. Expectation, really compete or maybe win the Tri-County?
They just might. They just might. You don't know about Whiteford. They've got Whiteford at home. So they've also got Madison at home.
Might be
I think
Sand
those
Creek
three teams, Erie Mason will probably be in that mix too. But, there's not many other 11-man teams left.
No, yeah,
left.
I think you pretty much named them all.
Yep. All four teams have a good shot to win the Tri-County this year.
And that's a good one. Tecumseh. Fight in the SEC. I think it's their time to make a jump and win some serious games out there in Tecumseh. They got a good thing rolling. They were young. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So continued success in Tecumseh is really my expectation for them.
Yeah, this could be all those young kids are finally, upperclassmen now. This could be a good year for Tecumseh if they can stay healthy. They got a tough opener at home against Michigan Center. Then they go, I don't know much about Gull Lake. They've got Adrian at home, Ypsilanti at home. They do go to Chelsea, which will be a challenge, and they close the season at Bay City John Glenn, who's usually a pretty good program. So there's some challenges there for the Indians, but they may have their best team in a while.
So there you go. My high school football expectations for 2022 and John's response.